On today's Kids Corner, Skink is up to his old tricks, but maybe this time, the trick is on Skink.
I don't know where you found the ball. I don't know why I'm in here. And no, I don't know what I did, okay?
You broke a window in the gym with this ball. That's what you did.
What? I did not.
Stay tuned. It's time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
The coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Welcome to Kids Corner. It's a pleasant afternoon, and Granny Gecko has stopped in the Coffee Klatch Cafe for a hot cup of joe and to write an email to Artie, an old friend of hers, an email about the goings-on around Tureen. Let's listen in.
I'm sure I've mentioned some of the kids around here in my previous emails. Well, a lot of things have been going on with them this week. It all started with an incident at the school. Someone broke a window at Terrarium Elementary School. Now, since I do most of the window repairs in town, I wasn't surprised when the principal called me. Next morning, I was at the school discussing the situation with the principal.
Thanks for coming on such short notice, Granny.
No problem. So, any idea who did this?
Oh, I have my suspicions. You probably know who I mean.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. I have a good idea.
Problem is, they're just suspicions. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, I have no concrete proof, although I do have the object that broke the window. This.
Oh, a little rubber ball?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that doesn't seem like it could break anything.
Nevertheless, I found it inside the gym in the middle of the broken glass. If I could prove the owner of the ball is who I think the owner of the ball is, I could take action.
Mm-hmm.
But without proof, I can't do anything.
That's strange. Very strange. Could you do me a favor?
Depends on what it is.
Or could you let me know when you find out more information? I'd like to be kept in the loop on this one, if you know what I mean.
I don't think that'd be a problem. Well, I have other duties to attend to, so I'll leave you to your work. Thanks again, Granny.
That's no problem. We'll see you later. Now, where did I put my pliers?
Whoa, what happened?
Well, hi, Liz. I'm just fixing this broken window.
Well, yeah, I can see that, but how'd it get broken?
We don't know yet. You didn't see anything suspicious around here yesterday after school now, did you, Liz?
No, not me. I was riding my bike all afternoon. Well, then I stopped at your place to fix my chain, remember?
That's right. Oh, now where are those pliers?
Why do you need pliers for a broken window?
Well, the window frame is bent a little here, and I'm going to have to bend it back to fit in the new window, which means I'm going to need my large pliers. The trouble is, I can't seem to find them. Now, Liz, you didn't happen to get into my toolbox yesterday when you were fixing your bike chain now, did you?
Your toolbox? No, I didn't get into it. I didn't need any tools. And besides, I know how you don't like us kids using your stuff without asking.
Well, you're right about that. Oh, here they are. Found them. By the way, Liz, how did you like that peanut butter and grasshopper leg sandwich that I made you yesterday?
Oh, I loved it. It was very tasty.
Good. Kind of messy, though, wasn't it? Sort of fell apart?
Not really. Why?
Because, Liz, I just found a part of it in my toolbox. See?
I don't think...
Liz, I can't believe you'd lie to me like that.
Granny, I'm sorry. Really, I am. It just slipped out.
Liz.
I mean, it was just a little white lie.
White lie, eh?
Well, yeah. I mean, you found your pliers. Nobody was hurt, so no big deal, right?
Well, let's find out.
Uh-oh. What does that mean?
Oh, just that. For the next week or so, you won't be able to tell whether I'm lying or not. and then we'll see just how big of a deal it is.
Have you visited the Kids Corner website's activity page lately? You'll find all sorts of crafts, songs, and activities to download and use. If you've already figured out all the puzzles and games in the Bible Challenge activity books 1-5, download and explore the 6th book in the series. This time, it's all about New Testament verses and stories. Test your knowledge about Philippians or Ephesians, or work together to find the solutions. Go to kidscorner.net and click on the Activities button to find the Bible Challenge Activity Book 6. Have fun from all your friends at Kids Corner.
Hello, Granny. Come on in.
Any news about that broken window?
I believe I've nailed the culprit.
Really? Who is it?
Ah, that's him now. Come in.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, Skink, I do. I want to return your property to you.
Property? What property?
This little rubber ball.
Hey, yeah, that is mine. Great, where'd you find it?
I think you know where.
No, I don't. That's why I asked.
I found it on the gym floor.
The gym floor? Mm-hmm. Now, what was it doing there?
I think you know.
Oh, again, no, I don't. Well, if I did, I wouldn't have asked you.
Watch your tone, Skink. You're in enough trouble as it is.
Trouble? What'd I do?
I think you know.
Why do you keep saying that? I don't know where you found the ball. I don't know why I'm in here. And no, I don't know what I did, okay?
You broke a window in the gym with this ball. That's what you did.
What? I did not. I didn't know anything about it. In fact, I was somewhere else when it happened.
I haven't told you when it happened yet.
Well, it doesn't matter, because I didn't break no window.
Any window.
Well, that too.
You'll understand if I don't believe you.
Hey.
I mean, you're not the most trustworthy student in school.
Well, maybe so, but I didn't do this.
Now, that's very interesting, because I just happen to have an eyewitness who says you did.
Eyewitness?
I received a note this morning from someone who saw the whole thing.
A note? From who?
I'm not going to say, since I'm sure you'll only go out and try to intimidate this lizard.
Hey, now.
Now, unless you can explain your whereabouts when the window was broken, you're in big trouble, young man.
But I didn't do this. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, I didn't. Mm-hmm. I wasn't around when the window was broken. I wasn't. I didn't do it. You gotta believe
me. Save it for your hearing in front of the school board disciplinary committee.
What?
Meanwhile, you're suspended.
Go
call your parents and have them come and pick you up.
Oh, man. But I didn't do it. I didn't. Oh, this is so unfair. I'm gonna be in so much trouble.
Oh, dear. Would you mind if I take a look at the note?
No, of course not. Here it is.
There is no signature on it.
I know, but I didn't want Skink to know. Besides, he admits the rubber ball is his, and that's enough for me.
Well, actually, I'm not so sure. I think I recognize the handwriting on this note.
You do?
Well, it's one of the kids who comes out to my farm every now and then.
Well, who is he? Is it a he? Let's get him in here.
Well, it is a he. And the fact that he wrote the note anonymously means he doesn't want to come in here. But how about if I go talk to him? Maybe I can convince him to come and talk with you.
Sure, that'd be great. Thank you, Granny.
You're welcome. But before I go, may I use your phone? Meanwhile, Artie, Liz and Lucille were at Big Daddy-O's, a local soda fountain, waiting for me. But because I had more pressing matters, I sent someone else in my place.
Oh, hey, Grandpa.
Hi, Grandpa.
Oh, hi, kids. I took the liberty of ordering for you. Ah, okay. One sundae for you, Lucille.
Oh, that looks good.
Hmm? And one sundae for me. Enjoy.
Grandpa. Hey, Grandpa, aren't you forgetting something?
Nope, I don't think so.
Grandpa, what about me? Granny said she was going to treat me to a sundae, too.
Oh, yeah, she mentioned that.
Yeah.
She said she had a message for you. She said to tell you she lied.
Oh, man.
Artie, continuing with my story, after I spoke with the principal, I headed over to the home of the person I suspected wrote the anonymous note.
Hi, Granny.
Hi, Spike. Let's go take a walk. I think we need to talk. Huh? Spike, are you feeling okay?
Yeah. Why?
Well, I just noticed that you're kind of walking funny.
Oh, yeah, that. That's because I accidentally slammed my tail in a door. So what do you want to talk about, Granny?
Well, I was wondering if you heard about that window-breaking incident at school.
Yeah, I heard.
Well, did you hear that the principal thinks he knows who did it?
Really? Who?
Skink.
Wow.
Yeah, but then you already knew that, didn't you?
What are you talking about, Granny?
Spike, I saw the note. Nobody loops their S's like you do. Now, you wrote it, didn't you?
Well, so what if I did?
Oh, no reason, Spike, except I can't figure out why. I mean, why write an anonymous note instead of just coming in and telling the principal in person? Or coming and telling me or Grandpa? Did Skink threaten you?
Yeah, that's it. He threatened me, just like he does everybody.
Well, you and everybody else may not have to worry about that problem anymore, at least not at school.
Huh?
The principal is trying to have him expelled.
Really?
Well, yes. They're having the school board disciplinary committee meeting tomorrow.
Huh. I guess they'll think twice before shooting any more rubber balls.
Shooting rubber balls?
Yeah, that's how Skink did it. Broke the window, I mean. He has a slingshot that fires the rubber balls at targets.
Oh, you know, I wondered about that.
Why?
Well, you know, I tried breaking a pane of glass at the farm by throwing a rubber ball at it.
Yeah?
But no matter how hard I threw, the ball didn't even scratch the glass.
Hmm.
You know, you really need to come to the disciplinary meeting and tell the committee about that slingshot.
I really don't wanna.
Yeah, I figured as much. But what I can't figure out is why. I mean, Spike, you'll be helping rid the school of a guy who has given you and everybody else nothing but trouble.
I know, but I still don't want to do it.
Look, Spike, now I know this is scary, but being afraid doesn't excuse us from doing the right thing.
You see, this is why I wrote the note in the first place and didn't sign it. Do I have to do this?
Well, it is highly doubtful the committee will expel Skink without an eyewitness. The note isn't enough. Please, Spock, it is important you be there.
All right, I'll do it. I'll come.
Good. 10 tomorrow morning. Spock, are you sure you're telling me everything?
Yeah, I'm telling you everything. I saw Skink fire the slingshot.
The next day was the hearing for Skink. Everyone was there, including Spike, who was questioned by the principal.
Now, Spike, did you write this note incriminating Skink?
Yes, I did.
So, you saw Skink commit this criminal act? Spike?
Mr. Principal.
Yes, Granny, what is it?
I'm wondering if I might say something before Spike answers.
Well, I don't,
I think it really will shed some light on the situation.
Well, it's highly unusual, but,
But believe me, it's necessary. You see, I don't think Skink broke that window.
What? Yes, I told you I was innocent.
I didn't say you were innocent, Skink.
Hey.
I just said you didn't break the window. Now, you're guilty of something, all right, but we'll get to that in a minute.
Just what makes you think Skink didn't break the window, Granny?
Because the window wasn't broken by a rubber ball. Now, I've been conducting some experiments out at the farm, and I tried throwing a rubber ball like we found at the gym through a pane of the same kind of glass as the one broken. But no matter how hard I tried, I couldn't even scratch it. So then I got the same kind of instrument that Skink supposedly used to break it, a slingshot. But no matter how many times I fired, the window remained intact.
Then what did break it?
Well, I believe it was a heavy stick. You see, when I was repairing the window, I noticed that the bottom part of the metal frame was bent, as though it had been hit with something. And that kind of rubber ball couldn't do that and break the window.
All right, then. Skink broke the window with a stick.
No.
I don't think so.
Yes.
Quiet, Skink.
Hey.
Granny, what makes you think
you're usually the last one to leave the school, aren't you?
Usually.
And about what time?
Sometime between 5:30 p.m. and 6 p.m.
How about on Tuesday?
It was a little after 6 that day.
So the window had to have been broken sometime after that.
Well, that should prove it. I wasn't anywhere near school after 6 on Tuesday.
And I believe you. But then just where were you that afternoon after school? Say, between 3 and 4?
Well, I was, No, I don't remember.
Yes, you do, you liar.
Hey,
Spike. Skink, weren't you out target shooting with your slingshot?
I don't know. Maybe.
And what targets do you shoot at?
I don't know. Rocks and trees and tin cans.
And Spike? You also shot at Spike, didn't you?
Well,
Tell him, Skink.
Okay, I admit it. I shot at him.
And that's how you got the bruise on your tail, isn't it, Spike?
Yes, it was.
Oh, that was a good shot.
Be quiet.
You should have seen him jump. He was like, ow!
Yeah, I'm sure you thought it was very amusing, Skink. And you kept on firing until Spike ran out of range, didn't you?
Yeah.
And then you went back to collect your ammo. Only you didn't notice that one of your rubber balls was missing.
Well, I thought I'd lost it until I came into the principal's office the other day.
Yes, well, what you didn't know was that your target had taken off with it.
A tree took it?
No, you dope. She means me.
What? Wait, hey, you? You took my ball? Hey, you twerp.
Quiet, Skink.
You want to tell us what really happened, Spike?
I was really embarrassed. I mean, when Skink shot me in the... Well, you know, it was just the last straw. I wanted to make him pay.
And with the ball, you had the means to do it.
Yeah. I'd throw it through the window and Skink would take the fall.
Hey.
But the ball wouldn't break the glass, so I got a real big stick and smashed it.
And then threw the ball inside.
Yeah, and ran off. So, I did it. I broke the window.
Well, Artie, after deliberating for a while, the principal and the committee came back with a punishment.
Due to the circumstances, no one will be expelled.
Yes.
But Skink and Spike will both be suspended for a week.
Hey.
And
man,
they both will be responsible for paying for the window.
Me? Why me?
Because if you hadn't done what you did, Spike wouldn't have done what he did.
Oh.
Uh-huh. Personally, I think you're getting off lightly. This case is closed.
Granny?
Yes, Spike.
I want to say I'm sorry.
I know, Spike. And I'm sorry, too. Sorry that you were humiliated by Skink and that you felt like you had to retaliate so badly that you had to break one of God's most basic commandments, the 9th commandment. Do not bear false witness against your neighbor.
Granny.
Now do you see what lying does and how many people it can hurt?
I do, Granny. I really do.
So, Artie, hopefully Spike learned a good lesson this week. I hope you'll pray for Spike and for all the youngsters here to be truthful in all that they say.
Granny, you wanted to see me?
Well, yes, Liz, I did. Dizzy Snodgrass is in Clawburg playing an exhibition game.
What?
And I was wondering if you'd like to go see him play.
Are you kidding me? Of course I would.
Good.
Wait a minute. This is just another one of your lies, isn't it?
What?
Nice try, Granny, but I'm not falling for it this time.
Hi, Granny. You wanted to see me?
Oh, yes, actually, Maury, I did. Dizzy Snodgrass is in Clawburg playing an exhibition game, and I was wondering if you'd like to go see him.
Hey,
I offered the ticket to Liz, but he didn't want it. Would you like to go?
Are you kidding? Of course I would.
Well, here's your ticket. Have fun.
Thanks, Granny. You're the best.
All right, I can't take this anymore.
Liz.
I get it. Even little white lies hurt people.
Yes, they do.
I'm sorry, Granny. And I'll try as hard as I can to never lie again.
Oh, good.
Just please, stop lying to me.
Okay, Liz, I'll stop.
Really? I mean, really, really?
I mean, really, really. Right. And to prove it, I happen to have one last ticket.
What?
And it's all for you.
Oh, Granny, you are the best. Wait a second. Is this a lie?
No, Liz. This is the truth.
It's probably pretty easy to guess the theme of today's story. And it's also not news to any one of us that lying is wrong. The problem is, sometimes it can be awfully hard not to lie. Especially when, like Liz, we may think that little white lies don't matter. Or like Spike, when telling a lie would seem to result in something good. But God hates it when we lie, and He hates the last kind of lying, the kind Spike did, so much He made not doing it one of the Ten Commandments. Exodus chapter 20, verse 16 says, "You shall not give false testimony against your neighbor." There are no ifs, ands, or buts about it. God simply says, don't do it. And that, all by itself, is reason enough to obey. So the next time you're tempted to tell a lie, remember this story and the Ninth Commandment and tell the truth instead. It's the right thing to do.
I will never leap up a tall building, and I will never fly. I'm pretty certain I can't outrun a bullet, no need to even try. If I forget about me and listen for God's call, I can respond leaning hard on God's power and give that job my all. God's kind of hero knows the real source of His power. God's kind of hero knows the one who can do it all. When I feel like there's nothing that I can do, that's just where He wants me to be. I will trust in God who can do all things. That's God's kind. God's kind of hero. I will never shoot webs from my fingers or crawl upon a wall. I'd rather doubt that I can round up some villains, really much too small. But when there's no other one and it's me God wants to send, it's just God and me that's a majority. On that I can depend. God's kind of hero knows the real source of...
Hey, you know what? That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. That's kidscorner.net.
I can't believe it.
Remember, you can get all the KC stuff there.
How to get what?
Download stories, work through the Bible study, and get closer to God.
That was just what I needed.
And become one of God's children.
Do you hear that?
The KC website is for you.
Come on, don't you want to know what's going on?
Kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
Good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/Kids Corner Radio.
Oh, thank you.
Hey, Thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Phil Lawler. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.